time to move on now to another common ending for nouns, ung. By the way, the great bonus with tate, height and kite endings is that they are all, without exception, feminine. And this also applies to hundreds of words ending in ung. You've already encountered many such words, for example, the flat or apartment, die Wohnung, and in it, the central heating, die Zentralheizung. Die Ordnung means order, tidiness, as in the expression, all is okay, everything is in order, which is alles ist in Ordnung. Now, sorry is Entschuldigung. A cold, eine Erkältung. There is a handy little trick with these ung words, and it goes like this. Most ung words are created out of the verb in its full to form, the infinitive. Let me show you how with melden, to announce, and verspäten, to be late. Take melden, slice off the en ending, which leaves you with melt, and then simply stitch on ung, it's a piece of cake. Kinderleicht, childishly simple. So, what's an announcement?
Eine Meldung.
Eine Meldung. And if verspäten is to be late, what is a delay?
Eine Verspätung.
Ja, eine Verspätung. How would you say 30 minutes?
30 Minuten.
30 Minuten. So if you were the Ansager or Ansagerin im Bahnhof, the announcer in the station, how would you say, an important announcement, the train to Frankfurt has a delay of 30 minutes? Breaking that up, an important announcement?
Eine wichtige Meldung.
Ja, eine wichtige Meldung. Für alle Passagiere nach Frankfurt. And now, remembering the word der Zug, the train to Frankfurt has a delay of 30 minutes.
Der Zug nach Frankfurt hat eine Verspätung von 30 Minuten.
Der Zug nach Frankfurt hat eine Verspätung von 30 Minuten. Let's try another example. If to warn is warnen, what is a warning?
Eine Warnung.
Eine Warnung. And if to divert is umleiten, literally to lead, leiten, and around, giving you umleiten, what is a detour?
Eine Umleitung.
Eine Umleitung. Gut. And if to flood is überschwemmen, think of water soaking, swimming over, über, giving you überschwemmen. How would you say a flood?
Eine Überschwemmung.
Eine Überschwemmung. Now we can understand the road sign. Warning, detour, due to flood. Due to is wegen. So once again, warning, detour.
Warnung, Umleitung.
Warnung, Umleitung. And due to flood?
Wegen Überschwemmung.
Warnung, Umleitung wegen Überschwemmung. Good to know that. Whatever your navigational skills, you'll never make the mistake now of hunting for that elusive place, Umleitung. Okay, if öffnen means to open, what would opening be?
Öffnung.
Öffnung, richtig. So, die Öffnungszeiten means the opening times. So, if this museum is dieses Museum, could you now ask, when are the opening times for this museum? Let's start with, when are the opening times?
Wann sind die Öffnungszeiten?
Wann sind die Öffnungszeiten? Now, for this museum?
Für dieses Museum.
Wann sind die Öffnungszeiten für dieses Museum? Now, if regieren is to rule or govern, what is the German government?
Die deutsche Regierung.
Die deutsche Regierung. Gut. And if bevölkern means to populate, can you guess the word for population? Listen out for the word peoples in bevölkern. Das Volk, the folk, the people, as in Volkswagen, the car of the people. Its plural is die Völker, the peoples, as in die Völker Afrikas, the peoples of Africa. So once again, from bevölkern, you'll get the population.
Die Bevölkerung.
Die Bevölkerung. Whether you agree with this statement or not, would you now understand?
Die Bevölkerung bekommt die Regierung, die sie verdient.
The population, die Bevölkerung, bekommt, gets, die Regierung, die sie verdient, the government it deserves. Verdienen actually means both to deserve and to earn. Let's try the same with meinen. It means to think or mean, have an opinion on. So what is an opinion?
Eine Meinung.
Ja, eine Meinung. You may be asked, was meinen Sie? What do you mean? Or how would you say, what is your opinion?
Was ist Ihre Meinung?
Was ist Ihre Meinung? The answer to that requires an adjustment, as you'll have to answer, according to my opinion, meiner Meinung nach. Nach changes meine to meiner. Then the verb follows immediately. So how would you say, in my opinion?
Meiner Meinung nach.
Meiner Meinung nach stimmt das nicht. In my opinion, that's not right. So how would you say, that's right?
Das stimmt.
Ja, das stimmt. And that's really not right?
Das stimmt wirklich nicht.
Das stimmt wirklich nicht. And finally, using not at all, which is überhaupt nicht, try, in my opinion, that's not at all right.
Meiner Meinung nach stimmt das überhaupt nicht.
Meiner Meinung nach stimmt das überhaupt nicht. Well done for expressing such clear disagreement. On the other hand, if you don't have an opinion because you don't know about something, then it's essential to learn the verb ahnen, which means to know, in the sense of having some sort of hunch. Ahnen. That's A-H-N-E-N. So, what is a hunch?
Eine Ahnung.
Yes, eine Ahnung. And how would you say, using keine for no, I have no idea, I haven't a clue.
Ich habe keine Ahnung.
Sehr gut. Ich habe keine Ahnung. A useful phrase to get you out of trouble if you didn't quite understand the question. Bedienen means to serve, and langsam means slow. So you can now complain, the service here is so slow.
Die Bedienung hier ist so langsam.
Die Bedienung hier ist so langsam. Leider, unfortunately. To serve oneself is the reflexive verb sich bedienen. So try and say, help yourself, please.
Bedienen Sie sich bitte.
Richtig, bedienen Sie sich. And once you know this, you will recognize the sign Selbstbedienung, which, can you guess, means self-service, of course. There are countless words starting with Selbst, meaning self. For example, Selbstdisziplin, meaning Yes, self-discipline. Now, if Vertrauen means to trust, could you guess Selbstvertrauen? Self-trust, self-confidence. Try this. If a language is eine Sprache and one needs is man braucht, how would you say, in order to learn a language, one needs self-discipline and self-confidence? If you start with in order to, you'll have to say, in order a language to learn, needs one self-discipline and self-confidence.
Um eine Sprache zu lernen, braucht man Selbstdisziplin und Selbstvertrauen.
Um eine Sprache zu lernen, braucht man Selbstdisziplin und Selbstvertrauen. One does indeed need self-discipline and self-confidence to learn a language, but it then rewards you with even greater self-confidence. Noch mehr, still more, Selbstvertrauen.